Hey, what's up, guys? We're back here, part two, ready to talk some sports. We got a little bit of a NBA expert here with us. He definitely follows basketball a lot more than we fucking do.
Yes, he does.
I don't know most of that shit.
I do not follow basketball at all.
Yeah, rarely ever. Usually the playoffs is when I start to pay the least bit of attention. So yeah, Ramon's here with us. Say what's up, Ramon.
Hey, how you guys doing?
So, don't know a lot about the playoffs, a lot about the NBA, but I do know the Celtics beat the 76ers tonight, and they're going to go on to play the Cavs, and the Warriors are going to play the Rockets, and we were just discussing that we think the Rockets can really pull it out against the Warriors.
Yeah, I really think the Rockets are going to win. Rockets in seven, and then Eastern Conference Finals, Boston is going to lose to the Cavs in six games. So, I mean, like, it's easy. I think it's easy, but it's whatever.
Yeah, and like I was saying earlier, you know, we know James Harden has been a phenomenal player. And, you know, I feel like Houston has always been a good team, but he just needed that – he needed that extra person there to really open up his game. And I feel like Chris Paul there – to help him out is allowing him to be as great as he can be. And Chris Paul is undoubtedly just fucking killing it as well.
What Chris Paul had today or yesterday? He had
41 points.
Yeah.
40 points.
Yeah.
20 assists and zero turnovers.
Oh, I think so. I think it was pretty close to that. I wasn't too sure. I saw the stat line, but I was more focused on James Harden. So, but overall, the team is doing well. I think they will stand a chance against the Warriors, so we'll see about that later on.
Yeah, and quite frankly, I think you guys are kind of on the same page. I am tired of hearing about the fucking Golden State Warriors. I want them to get fucking knocked out, and I never want to fucking hear about them again. And I'm so sick about... so sick of hearing about fucking Steph Curry. Man, throughout half the fucking season, half the games, he's not even the fucking best player on his team, you know?
Right. Of course. You got Kevin Durant that's coming in.
Yeah.
Coming in from Oklahoma City Thunder to bring you a championship.
Yeah.
You know, and probably might bring you another one, you know, this year.
You know, some people that have been fans of the Thunder may have called KD a bit of a ring chaser for that one.
A snake.
Yeah, this guy.
All kinds of names for him.
Yeah. And, of course, in the East, and LeBron is LeBron.
Oh, for sure.
You love him, you hate him, it doesn't fucking matter. LeBron's going to play basketball. He's going to fucking play it amazing, and he's going to fucking find a way to come out on top, because that's just what the fuck he does.
Right. And if he's not the first best player in the world... in NBA history, he's definitely the second.
Yeah.
You know, he's definitely putting his name out there. Always has since 2003 when he came up from high school to play with the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think with the second season he came in, I think he turned the regular season record around, because they were losing and then they had a winning record the second season or third season. I couldn't remember, but he's always been a great player and actually – attributed to the Cleveland Cavaliers. When they had Zydrunas Ilgauskas, Larry Hughes, they had Drew Gooden, they had Drew Gibson was okay. He was like, you know, obviously a bench warmer, but
yeah,
he came in and helped out, you know, but LeBron can't do him by himself, so
Well, sometimes it seems like he can.
Right.
Yeah, you gotta be pretty damn good to go from high school straight to the NBA.
Yeah. It's true. Now, there's been some talk. I don't think he'll leave, because we know. There's always talk that LeBron's going to leave Cleveland.
Of course.
But I don't think, if I'm that guy, I'm as good as I am, that team revolves around me. It really does, and how I play the game, how I affect the rest of the team. Do you leave that team when you basically fucking own it?
I don't think so.
Unless you're not able to get that next championship and you really want to chase that ring, I don't think you leave that team. And people are saying there's a possibility that he goes to the Rockets. Now, if that happened, that team wins fucking championships until LeBron retires.
Yeah.
I mean, unless Harden decides to dip out, because at that point he would lose control. But. Right.
And the only reason Harden would dip out is because of the salary cap, you know, not enough, you know, cap space. So,
yeah.
Harden's great and all, but, you know, he can't be, you know, working with LeBron. If, I mean, you know, if he takes a pay cut, then yes. But, like, if he doesn't, obviously he'd probably be getting, like, traded to Cleveland, you know, for yeah. LeBron, you know, type of thing.
Well, he, you know, I mean, you know, back when he was playing for the Thunder, he wanted out because...
Kevin Durant.
Yeah, he wants control of the team. He wants to be like LeBron.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's not that aspect of a player.
Yeah.
I mean, he's great, yes, but he's not the guy that he walks into any locker room and they say, yeah, we're going to revolve our game around
right.
this guy.
Right. Kevin Durant's a better scorer, but overall, LeBron, you know, rebounds and assists. And, you know, obviously his points are up, but, like, his rebounds and assists with help, you know, helping out the team is mm-hmm. is outstanding. And no one can really match that. But Kevin Durant definitely can put up points for his team, but LeBron can put up points for his team as well as his teammates can, too. So.
Yeah. And, you know, I didn't realize that Kyrie and several other players were still out of the Celtics, and they are still winning games. What's their coach's name again?
Brad Stevens. Yeah.
That fucking genius.
Yes.
I don't know what he's doing to this team, but if he can't win a championship with this team, someone else will fucking want him for some rings.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you lose your best players, and you still got guys making it to the conference finals.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, exactly. Unimaginable, to be honest.
If the Cavs lost LeBron, they might win games, right. sure, but they don't stand a chance right. in the conference finals. These guys might sure. actually win some games.
And you got, you know, like just like Allen Iverson back in the playoffs, you know, I mean, he didn't make it very far, but he did it with, you know, he was kind of like a LeBron. I know that sounds bad, but he was like... You know, someone that had to lead his team, had to make points, you know, because he didn't have all yeah. the, you know, the right equipment, you know, right teammates. He
right.
had, you know, a very few select players that were okay, and he had to bring the team, you know, to, you know, yeah, he had to, you know, bring the team some wins in order mm-hmm. to get to, you know, the playoffs and everything in order to, you know, boost out of the first round. But I don't know. It's just crazy how things from the past can relate to the, you know, things of the future or now, the present, you know. But
yeah.
LeBron's, I think LeBron, you know, is going to do that, you know, with his team, because, you know, he doesn't have scrubs, but, you know, he's obviously going to affect his team in a great way and
yeah.
possibly could, you know, go to the finals. But then again, like you said, the Celtics, you know, Brad Stevens, you know, you have, you know, Jay Crowder on the Celtics still, or is he on the Raptors? I can't remember.
I'm not sure.
Yes. Wow. I'm sorry about that.
Ah, that's fine. But you still know more than I do, so it
yeah,
doesn't...
Yeah, a lot more than us.
Yeah. Now, LeBron, as you were saying earlier, we don't want to get into, you know, MJ versus LeBron argument here, best, you know. But he is definitely... Without a doubt, not even the numbers aren't even close. The best player in the NBA now, and I think he has been ever since he came into the league.
Yeah.
And but the problem with being on a team like his is, yes, you basically run this team, and as long as you want to play there, you can bet your ass they'll probably fire the entire coaching staff before they try and get rid of you. Because you, to them, are wins. You are championships. You are getting other guys that are potentially great players that want to play with you come into that team.
Right.
But the problem is, you know, they don't have that Brad Stevens coaching. If LeBron goes down... they don't stand a fucking chance at all.
I don't think they do.
Yeah. To, you know, to me, again, with the whole, is he going to leave, is he not, that is, I feel like that would be a huge argument for me to want to leave. Because what if something happens to me? I want to be on a team that I know is going to pull it out. And he suffered heavy losses this season and still putting his team through it. I mean, it's not, you know, I'm not saying he's on a bad team.
Yeah.
But they don't get the wins. They don't break records and all that stuff without him.
Right, right. Of course.
Okay, so you called Rockets in 7.
Yes.
Cavs in 6.
Yes.
So Cavs and Rockets in the championship.
Yeah. Because Cavs have more experience, you know, with playoffs hopes, you know, because they're, you know, their mentality is, you know, they can lock down, you know, rookies. Because I believe, is it Tatum? Or is it, I can't remember his name, or Jaylen Brown? It's not Jaylen Brown. I think it's Jason Tatum. I'm pretty sure he's a rookie, but he's been killing it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And Jaylen Brown is doing the same. You know, like, they're doing it without, Kyrie and Gordon Hayward.
But, yeah.
But I think Cavs are going to beat them because, you know, more experience, so.
So you think Cavs and how many in the championship?
Cavs in the championship, I think they would probably win in probably 7.
7?
7. If not, Rockets in 7. I think it's a fair chance.
I feel like that if that ends up being the matchup, either way, I think it will really come down to the last game.
Yep, for sure. Both of the teams are very, you know, well, very, very experienced, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have two people on the, you know, Rockets that really, really need a championship.
Yeah.
But you have, you know, LeBron James.
Yeah.
So.
Hopefully, next season, we see the Thunder up in there somewhere, you know, yeah. up in the mix.
See, that's going to be kind of hard because Paul George is probably going to be leaving.
Yeah, I've been hearing that too.
Which is ridiculous.
That sucks.
I know. You know, Thunder's my team, but they really managed to play players ball, which, mm-hmm. I mean, like, they're just kind of selfish. Like, you know, you got Paul George, who's, you know, drove, you know, the Pacers to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You got Carmelo Anthony, who's plays exceptionally,
yeah.
But doesn't have a team usually. And you have Russell Westbrook, who just wants to, you know, hog the ball, but then again likes to play around with his teammates.
Yeah.
Doesn't like to win championships.
Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah. Now, before we get off of basketball and head into some baseball so Pickle can get some talk time here. I know I can see he's over here itching about it. He's reading about it and everything. He's ready to talk about his stupid fucking Cardinals again.
Actually, Cardinals don't play today.
Oh, well, I'm sure you'll find a way to bring him up.
We can talk about the Royals.
Now, okay. Well, yeah, we'll get to that. That pissed me off. Before we move on,
Mets.
Rookie of the Year.
Gonna have to go to either Ben Simmons or Donovan Mitchell. Now, Donovan Mitchell was being, I don't know, he was just great.
I think they're both incredible.
Right.
And neither one of them is playing like a rookie.
Right.
And I haven't heard anyone say any other name other than those
Jay Crowder
two.
Was on the Jazz. That's what it was.
Yeah.
My bad. That was really random. But
no.
Yeah.
About Jay Crowder. No, it ties in, so. But I've seen a little bit of highlights, and I think I got to go with Ben Simmons.
Yeah. Ben Simmons was doing exceptional. It's just surprising that Donovan Mitchell got so far, but
yeah.
Go on.
Donovan Mitchell plays great, but I feel like Ben Simmons has the potential to be a much greater leader as well. And maybe I could be wrong. Like I said, I don't know that much about the NBA, but to me, that's what this kid looks like.
Well, yeah, he's 6'10", and
holy cow,
he can play,
he's tall.
You know, any position he wants to.
Yeah.
I mean, he can play a center, he can play a point guard, anything between. And, you know, he shoots well. But mostly he goes in and drives into the basket instead of, you know, shooting around, you know, the perimeter, you know, or mid-range.
Well, I
mean,
if you're 6'10", yeah, go straight to the hoop.
But, you know, Kevin Durant is 6'9", can shoot anywhere and make you fearful. You know?
In the NBA, 6'10", is nothing special, you know.
Yeah, that was above average.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. I can see you over here dying to talk
so
about whatever it is.
So much happened in baseball today. So much happened today.
What happened in fucking baseball?
Let's start off with the Yankees and Boston today.
Oh, God.
So all year so far, Yankees and the Red Sox are done playing each other for the year. The 18 games they played tonight, Yankees came out on top, winning 6-1 against the Red Sox.
Okay, why are you even talking to me about the fucking Yankees? You know I don't want to hear about the Yankees. We talked about this the other night.
It happened in baseball. And today the Mets play the Reds. A couple things happened with the Mets actually today. The Mets played Reds. The scoreboard for the when the Mets were batting malfunctioned and it just popped the Reds logo up on both sides. So there was the Mets batted out of order, which pretty much causes them to game is what they're claiming, because they had runners in scoring position, but they didn't have their DH or should I say their cleanup guy out on the plate to, you know, drive a single or a double by that chance.
Wait, how did it happen? How'd they end up batting out of order?
There wasn't they go off the roster on the screen, and the screen malfunctioned, so I didn't know who was up next. So I just kind of guessed.
Yeah, that's kind of, you know, it kind of seems like you might be some dumbasses for that one.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a Red Stadium. What do you expect from the Reds?
Well, yeah, yeah, well.
More blood.
But today the Mets said goodbye to Matt Harvey because declined the assignment to go to the minors, so he is no longer a baseball MLB player. So they ended his contract there.
Well, you know, how many years was he in the majors?
I want to say like five or six.
You know, after
this year, he's just been pitching horribly.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. I don't really know a lot about him, but in the 5 or 6 years that he's been in, has he been exceptional?
First couple of years, he has been.
Okay.
I'd say at least the first 4 years.
The first 4 years, he was an exceptional pitcher.
Yeah.
Okay. So then you kind of wean down a little bit the next year or two, or the next year, and I guess, and then so far this season has just been awful. But those first however many years that, you know, I feel like it's all a pride thing. It's like, you know, I was regarded as a hero and I was so good and da-da-da-da-da and all these other things. Fuck you, I'm not stepping down because I did great things for you and you're not going to fucking do this to me.
Well, it was just an assignment for him to get on to, you know, just to, you know, get better at pitching, you know, because, you know, minors are obviously not, you know, major league players are not going to be as good as major league players,
but,
so they're just going to focus on.
But at the same time,
pitching and
it doesn't matter who you are. If
I mean, it just happens. I mean, everyone can get sent. Anyone can get sent to the minors whenever. You know, that's just the manager's and the owner's decision there.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm just saying, if you've been in so long and you've done great things, it's going to get in your head a little bit, and you're going to be like, I don't need to listen to you. I don't need to go get better. I'm already great. But
I mean, I wouldn't say he was the greatest out there, but by far. Mean,
no, I'm not saying that. I'm just...
I mean,
this is from the mind standing of guys that get paid millions of dollars to play a professional sport.
Yeah.
As a majority... when someone tells them they suck ass and they need to go do better, they say, fuck you.
Pretty much. But, I forget who the Reds pitcher is to, pitching today.
You know what my answer is to that? Who gives
it
a shit?
I forget who it was. Anyways, his name was...
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't remember his name.
Why are you telling me about the Reds?
Hey, you wanted to hear baseball, didn't you?
I wanted to hear other stuff. All right. All right, it sounds like Ramon's dipping out on us.
Oh, yeah. I have to go, you know, I have to go work, you know, it's...
Hey, no, I get
life.
It. Yeah, I get it. Early mornings, man.
All right, well, I'll see you guys later. All right. Guys, have a good night.
Thanks for stopping in and talking with us.
That's a firm grip.
Yeah.
It is, indeed. All right. Guys, have a good night.
Have a good night, man. Okay, so, again, why are you telling me about the fucking Reds here?
I'm just talking about their pitcher, not the team in general. The team in general just sucks.
Why do we care about that? And you were telling me about the Yankees, too. Like, yes, I want to know what's going on in baseball, but I don't give a shit about these teams.
I know you don't, but I do.
We're in the Midwest. No one cares about these fucking teams.
I do. I care about all baseball.
The bullshit. You hate the Reds and you hate the Yankees.
I hate the Reds, but...
I know you sure as shit don't care about the Reds. You
Carrasco, that's his name.
Yeah.
Carlos Carrasco. Had the most strikeouts so far this season, 14 strikeouts in a single game.
Hey, you know what? Key word in there is ass, okay?
Ass. Just the way the Royals played today.
Hey!
Hey, whoa. You want to start throwing shade? Here we go.
Hey, I'm throwing shade at the Reds, you dumb shit. You hate them, too.
Hey, I'm talking baseball, though.
Yeah. But, well, I told you last night that with the Royals winning 15-7,
the Yankees won 9-6 against the Reds. That's against the Red Sox.
Who cares?
That's what it was. But
two really good teams battled it out.
Yes.
Anyways, I told you last night after the Royals won 15-7, and we agreed that the Orioles are garbage this year. I mean, they haven't been great in past years, but they are absolutely horrible now. I recall saying something along the lines of, yeah, we won big tonight. Watch us get our asses handed to us tomorrow.
Sure did happen.
You know how I knew that was coming?
Oh.
Because that's just classic Kansas City sports in general.
Yeah, so I'm not a Kansas City fan.
The Royals, I mean, the Chiefs are the same way. Yeah, let's go out and beat the best team in the NFL. What was it, like 41-27, 42-27, whatever it was. You know, and then let's go beat the second best team in the NFL, 27-20. And then, you know, later on in the season, let's lose to the fucking Giants that went like 2-14 or 3-13. They had less than 4 wins. I don't even think they had 3. That's Kansas City sports just in general and all of history.
Yeah, I didn't really look much on the Royals, because I haven't really paid attention to that. But today, Chris Bryant got back in the game.
Oh, yeah?
From being hit in the face.
He's all good to go now?
He is. He actually hit his 100th career home run today.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I think he's only been in the league for 2 years now. 3 years? Something like that. 2 or 3 years.
100 home runs in 2 years? That seems like a lot.
2 or 3 years. I don't remember how long he's been.
I think it's been 3.
Still a lot of home runs.
Yes, it is.
But, yeah, that's pretty much all that happened in baseball today. I mean, nothing else really big. I mean, Otani's still doing amazing at the plate and at the mound.
Otani's still making moves, huh?
He is. I guess today he was pitching and they said that he's been throwing flamethrowers.
Oh, yeah. So, is that fucking so?
That's what they've been saying.
They actually said he's been throwing flamethrowers.
Yeah.
They couldn't just be like normal people and say he's been throwing heaters.
Nope.
They had to say... flamethrowers.
That's Fox Sports for you.
They had to be special and say some dumb shit.
Yes.
God, was that? Tell me, was it fucking Joe Buck?
I don't know who it was. It was just some reporter for Fox News.
It was probably Joe Buck.
I don't know. I have no idea who it was. I don't really pay attention to who reports.
Wow.
Not what I'm reading, anyways.
I try not to pay attention to anything that Joe Buck says, because anytime that man speaks, it makes me want to pound my head up against the wall until my ears bleed.
I don't understand how he's still, like, broadcasting or anything.
In any sport ever? Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous.
I figure people would, you know, get him, like, off.
You know who else I'm sick of that everybody else loves?
Who?
Tony Romo.
Tony Romo, I haven't heard that name in a while.
Yeah, well, he's a broadcaster now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. This fucking guy, okay, this past season, in what game, I forget what game it was, but there was one game, you know, the ex, linebacker, Derek Johnson.
Yeah.
Throughout the entire game, he referred to him as Derek Thomas, who is also an ex linebacker for the Chiefs, who is,
dead.
May he rest in peace.
Or should I say deceased?
Yeah. You know... Dude, really? You can't even be up to date on names of the players? You just retired, like, 2 seasons ago.
Yeah, that's the last time I heard his name was yeah, when like, he retired.
What the fuck are you talking about? Oh, I guess he retired... before the start of this season, I guess, but even so, like really, do you just not care, or are you just that stupid? How does one do that?
I think it's a little bit of both.
A guy that's been dead for years versus like a player. His fucking name is on his jersey, for God's sakes.
Like I said, just a little bit of both. He just doesn't care, and he's a little bit stupid.
How do you... I just... Oh, God. I'm sick of this guy already. Other than that, you know, before that game, I had enjoyed listening to him. I was like, hey, here's a guy who's not really biased about anything, kind of knows what he's talking about, and da-da-da-da. And then that game comes along, and I'm like, are you so fucking stupid you can't even read his last fucking name on his jersey? Are you shitting me, man?
You said Derek Thomas was the guy's name? He's referring to him as Derek Thompson?
No, Derek Johnson.
Oh, Johnson.
Was his name. He kept referring to him as Derek Thomas. Yeah, not even close.
It's kind of, a special kind of
Yeah,
stupid.
Not even close, right? One starts with a T. It makes a T sound. The other starts with a J. It makes a J sound. They're not even close.
A J and a T.
Yeah. Like, how do you fuck that one up, guy?
Just
pure stupidity.
Yeah, I don't know much about football, so.
Yeah, well. I'll tell you what. One thing I did want to talk about, and this is kind of an old story.
Oh, here we go.
This happened back in February.
You want to talk about Kareem Hunt?
Yes, I want to talk about Kareem Hunt, because people are still talking about him now, and whether or not charges should be pressed. Okay, so.
I thought charges were pressed.
No charges have been pressed yet. But people keep saying that they should. And I'm like, on what fucking grounds? Okay, so here's basically what happened. He gone out to clubs with some of his friends. And these two women were with them. Had gone out drinking with them and whatnot. Things end up back at... Was it his apartment or a hotel room or something? Because the article said both. So I don't know which...
Well, it could have been both.
Yeah, it could have been both. Who knows? Maybe he's living in a really nice fucking hotel. Who knows? But...
like the Hilton.
Yeah, well... A rookie contract may not be much, but it can afford a much nicer fucking hotel room than you and I can afford.
That's right.
So, they're back at either his apartment or the hotel room, whichever the case may be, I'm not sure. They come to find out that these two women are 19.
Oh my.
They're underage.
That's pretty
and,
young.
Yeah, they were asked to leave. The premises. They did not. I believe they were asked to leave nicely more than once. And then Kareem Hunt decides that he's going to give them that extra little push out the door.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I've heard, and what I've read about what the damage to these ladies was done, one of them had like a scratch on her chest. I think it said like an abrasion on one's knee and like a small bruise on the other one's arm or something like that. Which I'm thinking this guy's telling you to get out of his home or his hotel room, whatever the case may be. You are no longer welcome there, which at that point makes you a trespasser. And he then grabs you by your arm or whatever and pushes you out the door. Doesn't beat your fucking ass or anything. Doesn't throw you out. Simply gives you that extra nudge to leave because you were asked to leave more than once. And you're such a stuck-up, selfish little snob. And you want to get this guy in trouble that you couldn't just fucking leave on your own?
You're thinking about that money they get from a lawsuit.
Yeah. That's what's really going on. And people think that, like, yeah, they should press charges on him for this. And I'm like, I don't know. If I threw a party and found out people were underaged and I didn't want them there and I asked them to leave and they didn't, I'm not going to call the cops on myself because I didn't know they were underage. But it doesn't matter because I'm still going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to drag him out the fucking door and say, don't come back.
Beat him with a shovel.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Just toss him off the balcony.
But you would do the same, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't.
If you didn't want underage people at the party, you ask them to leave. They say no. You say, okay, if you're not going to leave after I've asked you more than once, I am going to make your ass leave.
I'm going to call your mom.
I'm not going to rough you up. I'm not going to really fucking hurt you. But I'm going to let you know that you're not welcome here. And I don't think it matters that they were women. I don't think it would have mattered if they were men. You were asked to leave.
Yeah, I feel like if someone
he had to drag you out of the building, out of the room, whatever, because you wanted to act like children.
Well, they were children.
Yes, you are children.
How old is Kareem Hunt? Is he like in his 20s, like 23 or something?
No, he's got to at least be, you know, he went to the draft. You know, you have to be 3 years out of high school, so at least 21, 22.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know you had to be 3 years out of high school.
And this guy is smart enough to know, hey, if I don't get these girls out of here, and I've got this booze and all this other stuff, and somebody finds out that I've been supplying them or that some of my friends have been supplying them.
I've seen what's been going on in the media with all the other athletes.
Yeah, I'm catching a suspension, maybe worse.
Like, he doesn't want to be the next Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh, well, we're not even going to get into that. There's still no fucking proof on that, and I'm still pissed about it.
I know you are. Still, like,
people can disagree with me. People can disagree with me about that.
I mean, the girl came out and said that she, dropped charges.
Yeah, she dropped the fucking charges, and they called on her to appear in court, and she told them no.
Oh, my.
And she changed her story. The last I saw, her story had completely changed at least 3 different times, which tells me you're full of shit, and you want some money out of it.
She's related to Trump.
Yeah, probably. But anyways.
I can't keep my story straight.
I'm tired of people talking about this Kareem Hunt thing, because he didn't beat these women up. I don't think it's really an assault if someone is in your house that you don't want to be there. You can't call the authorities because you're going to get in trouble. I'm probably pulling somebody by their arm out, which is exactly how him and all his friends explained it. And judging but from these whatever abrasions and a small bruise and a scratch on her chest, it sounds like you just got grabbed by the arm and pulled out the door. And you probably fought on the way out. And you were noted by people nearby, by not only Kareem Hunt and his friends, but also near bystanders, as screaming racial slurs at them as they were pulling you out the door, which doesn't help your case at all. which tells me you were probably which tells me you were probably being a fucking child. You were asked to leave and you did not.
That's not cool.
Yeah, that's not fucking cool.
It's terrible, actually. You don't really yell racial slurs you, at someone. What the hell?
You,
like, that's got me heated a little bit.
You, yeah, especially if you're in the wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, you shouldn't do it at all.
Yeah, I was like,
but the fact that you got the fucking, you got the gall to do it when you're in the wrong makes you sound twice as ignorant, twice as stupid.
Yes.
And I tell you what.
What?
I tell you what.
Tell me what.
I will fucking tell you what.
Tell me what? Preach.
If you want to press assault charges on him, he can also press assault charges on you. And yours will come out as a hate crime. I think you lose that legal battle.
Depending on who your judge is.
Guess what, ladies? The witnesses surrounding got you. It wasn't even him and his friends aligning their story. The police took your statement, and nearby witnesses, they got your ass. You were in the wrong.
You think the,
there will be no assault charges unless you plan on going down with him. And harder.
Do you think that the witnesses recognized who he was, that he was a Chiefs player?
I'm sure somebody did.
I mean, I don't really recognize players anymore unless, like, they're my absolute favorite player.
I, you know, maybe not.
I would never, like,
but you know, as, pick them out. But as him being as much of a star as he was for his rookie year, I feel like somebody's going to recognize this guy at some point.
Yeah, you said that was up in Ohio, though, so I don't know if, like, in Ohio they...
You never know.
Never know.
You're a fucking Eagles and Pats fan, and you live in Kansas City area of Missouri.
I know.
So, what the fuck do you know?
But
anyways, that's my take on that. And you can disagree with me if you want. But if you are underaged and you didn't tell this person you were underaged, you let them supply you with alcohol without telling them you were underage, right there, they're already in trouble. Even if they try to explain to the authorities that they had no idea.
You know,
because the authorities will just hit them with, well, why didn't you check to see their ID? Because you don't fucking ask people. If you're just hanging out with people, you don't ask to see their ID. I don't know anybody that does that. Bartenders do that. I'm going
to
hit you in the dick. What do you think about that?
Ooh.
Bartenders ask that kind of shit. Bouncers, maybe.
Bouncers are supposed to, yes.
Yeah. Outside of the club or outside of the bar, whatever the case may be.
You know,
friends that are hanging out together don't ask people for their to see their ID.
But you know, if they go ahead and press assault charge, you know who else is going down? The restaurants or clubs or whatever that let them in, because there's gonna be a full investigation on where they went. And those places are just getting screwed.
Those places are going down.
Yeah, those. Because they're going to be like, where'd you go? We're probably going to look through some credit card records or whatever.
Well, I'm guessing is they went into these places, and I'm guessing that the guys bought their drinks all night. Well, that's what I'm guessing.
I mean, they're loaded.
Well,
richer than the girls probably were.
I wouldn't say loaded. Those rookie contracts aren't exactly padded, you know. But still, more money than you and me combined.
Definitely, for sure.
But, if
one good play, that's 10-year salary for me.
Again, if you are underage, you're letting this person supply you with alcohol. You didn't tell them you were underage. You're putting them in jeopardy. You're putting the bars, clubs, or whatever the case may be, you're putting those places in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, when they happen to find out that you are underage and ask you to leave... more than once, and you do not, and then decide to drag you or push you out like any normal person would if they're not looking to get in trouble, which if you're in the public eye, this guy had the wits about him to say, holy shit, People are watching me all the time. I can't be doing this.
Yeah.
They want to get you out of there, like any normal person would, and then you are heard by people nearby screaming racial slurs. Yeah. Kind of sounds like you're in the wrong. That's my take on that.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't know much about football, or especially the Chiefs or their players.
Yeah.
So, like, I just know not about that.
I mean, if we wanted to talk about, you know, Tyreek Hill punching his pregnant girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that happened.
Yeah. Hey, that's another thing. The NFL does not care what you do before you are in the NFL. Whatever you do in college is fine. So this is the NFL telling guys like Tyreek Hill, hey, if you're going to punch your pregnant girlfriend, do it while you're still in college, and I promise you, you will still get a rookie contract for somebody. That's not a fucking joke. That happens all the time. But on the reverse side of this, there are cases like the Jameis Winston thing.
Oh, yeah.
The Ezekiel Elliott thing of women. Now, there are also players like, who was it? Joe Mixon, I believe, where he got caught on tape punching the hell out of that woman.
Oh, yeah.
In that bar or restaurant or whatever it was on campus. Whatever the fuck it was. I don't know.
It was something. I remember seeing that video.
Yeah, while he was still in college. I mean, she was smacking away at him and everything. He had plenty of chance to walk away, and god damn, he just, oh, brutally fucking hit her in the head. And he still got drafted. That's the NFL saying, dude, do whatever the fuck you want. As long as you don't cause us problems when you get here, you're in the clear. But for guys like Jameis Winston and Ezekiel Elliott that get accused of doing these things, and there's never any follow-up proof, these women are trash.
Yes. Basically,
those two guys were basically in the same situation. Jameis Winston never even had to serve suspension because it was debunked, you know, disproven completely. Ezekiel Elliott still served a 6-game suspension after she had dropped all charges.
That was 8.
6. 6 game.
All right.
I think it ended up getting knocked down to 4, too.
Oh, okay.
It was originally supposed to be 6. I don't think he served a full 6, which I knew wasn't going to happen anyway. But after she's dropped the charges, and I would normally say maybe that's hush money if she hadn't changed her story multiple times. And when asked upon to appear in court, said no. Because if it were really the case, and you had proof to show, and you were actually trying to find justice, I'm there. And people say, well, maybe they just don't want to deal with the media scrutiny. And I say to that, that fucking sucks. You want to win this case? Be there. If you say you don't want to show up and you continuously change your story and then drop charges, that tells me you were lying the entire time.
Just want a quick payout.
Exactly. You got dumped.
How much was she suing him for?
I don't even know.
It was a ridiculous amount.
You got dumped because your college boyfriend was moving on to the NFL and was expected to be a huge star. And is a huge star now. And you were upset that he didn't want to take you with him.
Why would he? She's a college fling.
Does that make him a great boyfriend? No.
No.
No. In that aspect, yeah, he's kind of an asshole.
It doesn't matter. It happens all the time.
I mean, I don't know if there were relationship problems behind that. Maybe you treated him shittily and he was like, man, this is my chance out. Deuces, I'm gone.
Yeah.
Or maybe he really just is an asshole. I don't know.
I don't know either. I never met the guy.
I'd like to think that he's not, but I don't know. But you...
That's how I think about most of my heroes, too.
Yeah, you trying to play all this shit off, and you can't even keep your fucking story straight. You don't want to appear in court, and then you drop the charges because you were butthurt that you got dumped. Your ex-boyfriend is rich, and you just wanted some of that money because he didn't want to take you with him. Which, again, you know, we agree, you know.
I had to deal with this guy for so long.
Yeah, we agree, you know, men are trash. We really are.
Not all of us.
Okay, you don't get to, you got to sit there and take this L because of guys like this. Because of men that actually do beat women. It doesn't matter. I don't beat women.
Me either.
I like to think that I'm not a piece of shit, but I'm still going to wear this L because, as a general rule, men are trash.
I think I could get rough in the bedroom. That's about it.
Well, that's that's a little different.
It's a lot different. We talk about.
Yeah. I like to go to sleep in the bedroom.
We have different forms of bedroom time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But... we're going to wear this out. Yeah, men are trash. Okay? But if you are just trying to win money and not only ruin a young man's career, but also his life, you should do jail time. Especially the one kid. Do you remember hearing about the kid who was a senior in high school and was a D1 prospect? Had like multiple D1 offers for football. Mm-hmm. Went to a party and this girl accused him of raping her. And he got locked up, and then it come out like, what was it, like
3 years later or something?
I thought it was like 5 or 6 years later.
It was a long time.
And come out on Facebook, no less, and said that it wasn't true. You... did not only ruin his chances at any possible career, you ruined his life. You should do, as a minimum, as long as he served in prison, if not more.
Probably be more, at least 10.
I would say double it. If you come up with a fake story to try and get money by saying that this guy beat you and there's no proof, there wasn't ever even so much as a fucking bruise on your body to show anybody. Because I feel like you might have taken a picture of it at some point. Somebody might have seen it, and nobody came forward to say anything like that. This guy isn't a fucking mob boss, okay? He's an NFL player. He doesn't have that much fucking hush money to go around, okay? He's not threatening to kill people. Somebody would have said something. Nobody did. You changed your story multiple times. You didn't appear in court. You dropped all charges. You should be fucking... you should have charges brought up against you. Too bad that this country doesn't have... I don't think there is anything for that. Maybe there is. I don't know. I'm not a fucking lawyer. But you should be in deep shit for that. The ball rolls both ways, people. The golden rule is treat others how you want to be treated.
That's right. That is right.
Now, but if there was actual proof... and another thing is like, he caught so much shit for it in the media because he's black. Because... and you cannot argue that point with me, because the Giants... ex-kicker, whatever his name was, John Brown or whatever, over a long extended period of time, 30 different accusations from his wife and children of him abusing, beating, whatever else. vast majority were proven true. You know what he got to begin with? A one-game suspension.
No fines?
No. He eventually got kicked off the team. He'll never play in the NFL again. Thank God.
Was he a terrible kicker?
It doesn't fucking matter. He wasn't that great. But, I mean, he's a fucking kicker. As soon as they dropped him and he got kicked out of the NFL, you know what happened the same day? They picked up a new kicker. Boom, like that. It's not that fucking hard.
Not hard to find a kicker. It's good at any soccer game.
Yeah. You could have called me. I would have done it.
Hey, can you put this ball between these poles? All right, cool. You're hired.
Yeah.
Anyways, it looks like we got enough time to tell a story if you want to tell a story.
Yeah, give me just a second. I need to finish this thought. Just because a young black NFL player has these things brought against him does not mean that you need to rip his head off. Look at the facts. And people cannot tell me it's not about race, because the white guy in New York, with all the different allegations that were proven true, got a one-game suspension. And the young black man that absolutely nothing was proven true was supposed to serve a 6-game suspension, ended up serving 4, and at one point there was talk of kicking him out of the league.
Is that my cat?
No, it is not. It is most definitely about race. You guys need to stop paying attention to that bullshit and start paying attention to what they do or what they don't do. Show me the proof. If there is no proof, you're full of shit. That's all I got to say about that. I believe Pickle's got a little bit of story time. Oh, it's my story time.
It is your story time.
It's my story. Well, I've been ranting, so I feel like you should go on the story time here.
It's all you, my man.
So we're talking a little bit about the old Pickle's party. You know, one of many parties.
Yeah. Okay. I think in specific, you're thinking about the Wentworth party.
Well, we didn't know it was at the time. we worked with this girl. We're not going to give out her name. At the time, I believe she had the hots for both of us.
She did.
And another man that we worked with.
Oh yeah, I forgot about him.
He got butt hurt that she eventually didn't want anything to do with him. I don't know if she actually ever like tried hooking up with you or anything, but she always wanted to hang out with me, and I was more interested.
She always wanted to hang out.
I was more interested in other things, so I eventually stopped talking to her. But anyways, this fucking party, okay. I had to work a night shift when we still worked at the old Skronic.
Old Skronic.
And get off at like 11 o'clock, right around close. I show up to this party after I've showered and stuff like that, and there's like maybe 10 people there so far. Very small gathering, okay? And it's him, a couple of his roommates, her boyfriend, and then, yeah, her boyfriend, even though she was trying to hook up with three of us that she worked with. Yes. Her boyfriend was there, and then some of his friends, some other people, and the other guy that she wanted to get with was there as well, along with the old Big T.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
The old Big T.
Yeah.
That we'll have to tell that part of the story later. I don't think we have time to get into that. Well, maybe we do. I don't know. I'd love for him to hear this someday. But so I show up to this party. And, it's cool. We're hanging out. Everybody's smoking hookah. We start drinking a little bit. And, I'm sitting at the table in the dining room talking to, because a lot of these guys that were there from Wentworth all played soccer, and I'm a big soccer guy. So, we're sitting there talking soccer, and they're trying, they're saying, oh, you gotta,
drunk.
Yeah, you gotta come out and, you gotta come out and play with us sometime, and da da da. And next thing you know, I've had a few drinks, and I stand up and start walking around, and it looked like the amount of people is tripled. I was like, God damn, is there did there suddenly get to be, like, a lot of people here? It was hard to walk around in the Sun Pitch. I was like, I've never seen this many people in here.
You're just drinking, my man.
And I, you know, I thought nothing of it. I was like, man, I must be seeing doubles. Okay, I have a couple more drinks. And next thing I know, there's like 50 people out on the front yard. And the entire apartment is completely fucking packed. I'm like, holy shit, how many people are here? And Tyler's only like half drunk. And he's like, I don't know. I lost count at like 80-something. And, I mean, this duplex was good-sized. But, I mean, the living room just had big furniture.
It did.
So there wasn't a whole lot of standing room anyway.
Halfway
big TV.
The party, I had, like, five
big,
people passed out
on
the couch.
Yeah. Big TV, big couch, big love seat, big recliner chair that was only meant for Big Sexy. No one else could sit in that motherfucker but him.
I made sure Big Sexy got his chair.
Yeah, and, I mean, oh, my God. It was ridiculous. And, you know, I keep rolling through, and I, you know, like every 10 minutes, I'd see somebody I knew, and then, like, the rest of the time I'm walking through, I'm like, I don't know you, I don't know you, I don't know you, I don't know you, and it's, like, all these people from, like, other states, other countries, and all this other shit, and I'm like, half the people there are like, speaking Spanish, and I'm like, okay, I know I've had, like, 4 or 5 drinks at this point, but I am not that drunk. People are speaking a language that I don't understand. I don't know what's going on in here. Why are there so many people? First of all, why is it all men?
There was
like a total of like maybe 10 girls and like 400 men. Okay, no, it wasn't that bad. But there were a lot of guys, okay?
Hey, guys, don't have a party.
I make it out to, like, just, like, in front of the front door, and, like, the yard is just, like, yes. There's coolers, there's 30 packs everywhere, guys are playing music out of their cars and shit, like, there's just cars lined up down the fucking street. I'm pretty sure, like, the cops knew that there was a giant-ass party there, but there was so much, like, cars and traffic and shit going on that they just didn't want to fucking deal with it. They're like, okay, I don't even have enough room to fit my fucking squad car down the middle of the road. These people are going to get drunk and have a good time, whatever. Fuck it.
Ah, I think that was the same night we filled up my living room with a fog machine and opened up the door.
Oh, yeah. People started to trip the fuck out over it. It was hilarious.
I thought the house was on fire.
It eventually got some people out.
It did. I was trying to clear that bitch out of there so quick when it's like 3 o'clock rolled around. I was like, okay,
yeah,
we gotta go to bed.
And people ended up leaving. And then we were trying to find Mohawk Guy is what we're gonna continue to refer him as. And
he was behind the couch fast.
Oh no 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 no. I'm talking about when we tried to find him the first time.
Oh, yeah, he was sleeping with a nasty bitch.
He
got dirty.
He was in the garage.
Oh yeah, he was in the
with
garage.
The girl
with her.
By himself, and he came in and started bragging about it, and I was like, hold on. What?
Yeah, she had like a troll face and everything.
I was like, first of all, you know she's like 3 years younger than you. Second of all, what? And, you know, I usually try not to be superficial and shallow and all these things. But, I mean, another thing, she was like a foot taller than him. He was a short some bitch.
She was.
I was like, man, you could get it up, huh? Because if, I hate to sound like your typical man here, but if I look up at a woman, I kind of feel puny, like she's expecting more than I can give her. Which I feel like I would feel like that with any woman.
Yes. Never really had that problem.
Well, yeah, fuck you. But, thank God we got that smoke machine out and people started to clear. That was...
Yeah, I think I ended up clearing about 50 people out.
Oh, God. Oh.
I think by the end of the night I had like 12 people passed out in my living room.
Oh, yeah. But. Next time we'll have to talk about maybe the times that we had to play babysitter or something. We're just about out of time here, folks, so thanks for tuning in with us again. Not sure when the next upload will be, but keep looking out for it. This has been part 2, and Pickle, please remind them,
if you ain't lit, you ain't shit.
Truth.